that morning. We just love it when the tweets start coming or the phone starts ringing. And that's what happened yesterday after we talked about the declining birth rate in Newfoundland and Labrador. Last year, you may remember, was the worst year in our history for births, with 900 more people dying than being born. And of course, we also lost people to out-migration as well. After the show, I had a call from the Northern Peninsula from a woman who immediately told me, it's not all doom and gloom. Joni Cranston is a physiotherapist who's had her own clinic in Norris Point since the late 80s and who's been involved with rural economic development for nearly as long as that. And she joins me on the line this morning. Good morning, Joni. Good morning, Joni.
Good morning, Bernice.
Now, Joni, I know that you're just generally a very optimistic person, but I wonder what it was that struck you about yesterday's story on the birth rate in Newfoundland and Labrador that made you pick up the phone and give me a call. Tell me about that.
Actually, I just finished a sort of rural vitality conference forum the week before on the Thursday and Friday with two researchers who'd spent 8 years on Fogo Island studying that model and how that can translate to the rest of rural Newfoundland. And we're also planning another forum around rural vitality and what the answers to that are. So, and one of the things that we're saying is that as long as the message of doom and gloom is what's coming out, then that creates a climate of doom and gloom. And who wants to invest in doom and gloom? Who, it doesn't make you want to pick up and do the hard work to meet the challenges that are there.
Okay.
We're not saying there's not challenges, but there's different ways of thinking about them. So one of the things we talked about is, how do we change that narrative?
So when you consider, though, that fewer babies are being born here and that our population continues to age, what cause for optimism is there about the future of rural Newfoundland, in your opinion?
Well, it's not everywhere that birth rates are declining. Here in Norris Point, there's one family that has four boys and another that has three, almost enough for a hockey team between two families. We're actually going to be opening a daycare in the old cottage hospital sometime in the next few months, hopefully by the summer or September at the latest. So there's declining birth rates overall, but there's pockets of places where communities are doing well and birth rates are going up and people are wanting to have children and live there. So we need to look at those places and find out what's working there and see how those lessons can be translated to other places.
What are the signs
here?
Yeah, so what are the signs of hope that you think other communities could pick up on and maybe emulate in their own rural areas of the province?
Well, this is some of the research that came out of Fogo Island. We know Fogo Island's a little bit of a unique situation because of the big foundation, the Shorefast Foundation, that has brought money and investment in there. But I think the different thing about that investment and what they studied and what can translate is that it's a social enterprise. It's not the usual big business mega project that comes in and maybe spends a lot of money up front but doesn't leave anything after. The investment returns to the investors. Social enterprise is a new model, and the Canada Research Chair of Social Enterprise, who's based in St. John's, John Shoten, he was at our meeting, so he was explaining what this is. Social enterprises are by the community, of the community, and reinvest the profits for the community, for community well-being. And that's what's happening with Shorefast on Fogo Island. So you can take those lessons. I think social enterprise and, you know, community-based investment are things that hold hope for rural Newfoundland. There are answers there.
So some might be hearing you this morning and thinking, okay, she's in Norris Point. That's right in the heart of Grosmoor National Park. Maybe there's cause for optimism there, but it's different where I am. So what would you say to someone who hears those statistics and has a hard time feeling positive?
But then we already heard stories on the news this morning. The woman in Bay Vert who makes baby clothes and sells them online and hopes to make a living. It might be small. In some communities, it's going to be a microeconomy, and it might be people making their own living. But you can do that these days if you have good access to internet. There's all these little examples. The women you're going to talk to who make red pepper jelly to fund what they want to do. Micro enterprises. You know, social enterprises, people reinvesting in communities. I think those are some of the answers. And that's why I like working with researchers, because they maybe study what you're doing, they compare it to what's being done all over the world, and they take the lessons and apply them. And I think the next step, one thing that holds hope for rural Newfoundland, is community-based research. So maybe a community says, we think this is an idea. We have this asset, because there's a lot of asset mapping going on right now, and that's one of the focuses of our next conference. So we have an asset. Then if you can link up with a researcher, and there's lots at the Harris Center and Grenfell and Memorial and different places, Center for Social Enterprise, you hook up with a researcher and they say, this is your asset. This is what you want to do. This is how you could model it. Let's get a little bit of investment. Consider it investment, not a handout. Let's try and make that grow. Let's study it and see if it can make it grow. And if it can, then it can grow, and then you can take that model and do it somewhere else. I think we've just had this mindset about mega projects and big things, and that's not always the answer. I think we need to look at microfinancing and social enterprise, studying it with community-based research, collective impact approach where everybody's working together. These are real answers to tough rural questions. Those 4,000 kids that are being born in Newfoundland, we need to look at them as an investment, and we need to put money into really quality education and health care and recreational opportunities for those kids. And then people will go, you know, and we need to answer the daycare question. We need to answer the high student debt load question that stops people from having children until they've paid off their debt. We answer those questions. People want to have kids. People want to live in rural Newfoundland. People want to live in Newfoundland in general. We just have to make it doable.
Tony, you've been at this a long time, more than 30 years in the rural development movement. Have you ever felt like giving up?
You get discouraged, and when you see things that you think could work and then for different reasons they don't work, you can give up, but you can always, there's always a reason to find hope. I guess in my work, I see my 10 clients a day, and everybody leaves feeling better. So there's always hopeful. Find hopeful work, and you'll never give up hope. And then you see it takes a long time in community development, but we will get a daycare. We do have a cottage hospital. We do have a radio station. We have 3 different health practitioners working there now. We have researchers coming to study us. You know, there's so many. The community kitchen is up and going a little bit again. So we do have so many reasons to be positive. I think it's harder to give up because it ruins your day.
Joni, thanks so much for calling us, and thanks for joining me this morning.
Okay, thank you, Bernice, for the opportunity to give a little bit of a positive message. Let's hear more about it.
That's Joni Cranston. She's a physiotherapist and community leader in Norris Point.